1 Corinthians 5:7 says, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us." Every springtime on the date of Nisan 14, we take note of the anniversary of the first Passover. It falls on a different date each year on our pagan Gregorian calendars, but it was intended to be a feast that commemorated, one, the death of the firstborn of Egypt and the exodus of the Hebrews out of Egypt, two, the deliverance of those who applied the blood of a spotless lamb to their doorpost, and three, the coming Messiah, who would be the Lamb of God taking away the sins of the whole world. This feast was laid out with instructions in Exodus 12, 1 through 3. "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house." And then the Jews were to follow these instructions in Exodus 12, 5 through 7. "Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorpost of the houses wherein they shall eat it." And those who followed these instructions were told this in Exodus 12, 12 through 14, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you." And that's where the term Passover comes from. "And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever." Sadly, the Jews rarely kept this Passover until about the time that Jesus was born. But as they did, God sent a prophet known as John the Baptist, and we're told in John 1:29, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Jesus was the fulfillment of the picture of Passover. Jesus, the sinless Messiah, was the spotless Lamb pictured, who should shed His blood and die for our sins. And Paul confirmed this in 1 Corinthians 5:7 and 8, saying, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." Again, sadly, today's Christ-rejecting Jews hold a false form of a Passover Seder with no lamb sacrificed, no blood on the doorpost, and they do it all on Nisan 15 instead of sundown Nisan 14, as the Bible teaches. And many so-called Messianic Jews mimic this false feast practice. So we don't hold a false Passover feast, and we certainly do not kill a lamb and put blood on our doorpost, because we keep the spirit and intent of the Feast of Passover when we sincerely believe on Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the Passover Lamb and shed His blood on the cross to pay for our sins and then rose from the dead, conquering sin and death. He died on Nisan 14 around the year 30 B.C. It was a Wednesday, not a Friday. And after 3 days and three nights, He rose victorious on a Sunday morning, Nisan 18 of that same year. And we are promised, as believers, in Revelation 22, 3 and 4, of an eternal future, saying, "And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him, and they shall see His face, and His name shall be on their foreheads."